This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day despite the fact that with a holiday coming up, it may be kind of tough to get Congress to actually make some absolutely crucial decisions, but they need to do it. Thought those decisions had been made. They had passed a COVID-19 relief package for about $900 billion. But it turns out the President of the United States wants to add $370 billion more to that by increasing the checks or the transfers that people get in their accounts per person, increasing it from $600 to $2,000. That sounds nice. But what happens? How does this work out? And what is the president's long game here? What is he actually trying to achieve? We spoke before on the show how this badly undercuts the Republican candidates in Georgia, unfortunately. Steve Moore is the one person I wanted to immediately talk to about this because he has advised the president on many occasions. He helped shape his economic policies in the 2016 campaign, and he is the co-author of the best-selling book, Trumponomics, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, a former member of the editorial board at Wall Street Journal and Heritage Foundation economist and much more. Steve, I take it you, like everybody else, have watched the president's video that he posted last night. Do you think it's a good idea to raise the amount of money given per American from $600 to $2,000?
Well, hi, Michael. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. The reason I was a little bit late for your show this afternoon is I was on the phone with the White House trying to get to the bottom of this. What exactly
is his
intentions? I have not talked to the president, but I did talk to some of the top assistants. I'm not going to mention any names, but you know, nobody knows quite sure what this president's going to do at this point. He's very angry over this bill. In answer to your question, I don't know. I don't support giving free money to anybody. I don't think it's a very good idea. The way to stimulate the economy is to get our businesses reopened and to get the vaccine out. But I do agree with this president. And people did not watch, I don't care if you like this president or not, watch his video of describing what is in this bill, because it is rancid. It is reprehensible, and I just am disgusted by the fact that Congress, and by the way, I blame both parties, Michael. I'm a Republican, but I blame both parties for this. They stuffed this bill with so much junk and so much pork that it goes on for 5,900 pages.
I don't mean to stop you, But Adam Kinzinger and a number of other people, Adam Kinzinger, Republican congressman from Illinois, makes the point.
Yeah.
This really is two different bills that they packaged together.
That's true.
Overall spending bill, which is $1.4 trillion. Yeah. But none of these things that the president mentioned, like the gender research in Pakistan, that is not part of the $900 billion that is intended for COVID relief. That's not packaged under COVID relief.
Yes, that's true. But this was also an emergency spending bill. And that bill, has a lot of junk in there that at a time of a health emergency, you know, you prioritize spending. I mean, this should all be paid for with other cuts. If we have to give, and by the way, I do not like the idea of I call it helicopter money, of sending everybody a check. I mean, my goodness, I know you're there in Seattle, but, you know, you go to Florida, you go to Texas or Tennessee or Iowa or Nebraska or Utah, and those states are open for business. They don't have an unemployment problem. They don't have a financial problem. It's the decisions that were made by these governors and these mayors to shut down their businesses, shut down their restaurants, shut down their bars, shut down their schools, and it's having a very negative effect. And I just don't see the fairness in requiring people who are in states who voted for, you know, governors who are doing the right thing to have to send their money to states. Because, look, government doesn't create money. It just redistributes money. And all we're doing here is redistributing money from, you know, states like Nebraska and Iowa and Georgia to states like, you know, California and Washington and New York.
Okay, so let's say President Trump does not sign this bill. That means it would take 10 more days before they can try to override his pocket veto. But they probably won't do that. I mean, if it takes another 10 days, they're going to try to change the bill by unanimous consent. And apparently the only thing that they're going to be trying for is to increase the amounts of money going out the door, which would increase the cost of the thing by $370 billion.
But I'm opposed to that. I'm opposed to that. And
If you were advising a member of Congress right now, would you tell that member of Congress to not go along with the unanimous consent that it would require to raise the amount of money?
Well, that's a good question, because it might force. I don't want to see a government shutdown. And by the way, you know, we put ourselves in this position, Michael. I mean, you're asking me a tough question, but, you know, they've had 8 months to get this bill done.
And President Trump had all this time in which to participate in the negotiations, right?
That's a fair point. You know, and I think Trump should have basically said from the start, look, if you're going to stuff this with pork, I'm not going to sign it. This is Washington at its worst. It's the swamp. It's exactly what Trump ran against. But, you know, I think people are angry about it. You know, for example, let me just give you one example, Michael. You and I and others made fun about, you know, the Obamacare bill. That, remember, Nancy Pelosi said, well, we'll find out, you know, we'll read the bill after we vote for it. And that's exactly what Republicans and Democrats have done here. How many of these members of Congress do you think actually read this bill? None of them did. I mean, AOC.
No, 6,000 pages almost.
Ocasio-Cortez. What?
It's almost 6,000 pages. The length of War and Peace.
Exactly. So the point is that, you know, this is the first time probably ever that I will agree with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who tweeted out, how are we supposed to vote for this bill? We haven't read it. And, you know, good for her. I don't agree with her on policy, but she's right on the way we go about this business. You know,
okay. Will it be better for the country if we have the entire thing blocked, or is there some way that you know of legislatively they can take out just the essential elements of this, like in continuing some of that support for unemployment insurance for people who are going
One of the worst features of this bill is the unemployment insurance, because we're paying people. I don't have a problem with extending people's unemployment benefits, but it is crazy to pay people $300 a week additional benefits. I mean, my goodness, half the workers that are unemployed right now are getting paid more money to not go to work than to go to work. It just isn't fair to the people who are working that unemployed people are getting better benefits than people who are working. I just think that's insane, personally.
Well, the argument, Steve, was that last time it was $600 a week, and they reduced it at the insistence of Steven Mnuchin to $300 a week, which may not be...
Do you know how much it was under Obama? You know how much extra benefit back in that, remember the 2009 recession, and we had the stimulus bill. Do you know how much?
Yep.
You know how much to raise the unemployment benefits by?
No.
$25 a week. $25 a week. We're raising it by $300 a week. That means anyone who makes less than $18 a week is better off leaving a job and getting unemployment.
Before we run out of time, is it the best thing for the country and for the Republican Party that this bill just be stopped cold and we go on and wait for Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi to work together and do a stimulus relief package?
Yeah, the best thing to do is to kill this bill. And by the way, whether they get this bill done now or not, Joe Biden said the day after the bill was passed in Congress, he said, by the way, this is a down payment. We're going to pass another $1 trillion spending bill next year. When does this madness end?
That is a real question. Unfortunately, the interview has to end. Steve, I appreciate your making time for us. Stephen Moore, one of the most fearless and engaged economists. economic thinkers in the country. When we come back, we'll start talking about some of the huge new movies that are trying to brave the economic challenges and make a big debut, including Wonder Woman and Soul and One Night in Miami. On the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's right.
one of the great movies of all time, and certainly the greatest Christmas movie, it seems to me, of all time. And one that stays with you even if you've only seen it once, and most of us have seen it more than once, and that's a good idea. Is it a good idea to watch even once some of the new Christmas movies that are coming out? Here's some of the very latest offerings from Hollyweird. Okay, the big movie that everybody is thinking about, and yes, it does have a big Christmas tree at the end of the movie. I don't know at what point they put that in, because they've been trying to release Wonder Woman for a long time. The pandemic got into the created problems. Wonder Woman 1984 is a sequel to, obviously, the original Wonder Woman, where Gal Gadot was so special, she was sensational. The action, the emotional impact, the characters, everything worked in that 2017 Wonder Woman. This Wonder Woman 1984 is different. Part of the problem, the difference, is that one of the main characters is dead. Yes, that's right. The Chris Pine character dies at toward the end of the first film. But they have to bring him back here. they shouldn't have. It doesn't work 1 minute. But he is engaged in conversation with his girlfriend, as she's described, a Wonder Woman herself, Diana, played by Gal Gadot. Listen.
This world is not yet ready for all that you will do. The time will come, Diana, and everything will be different.
Diana, look at you. It's like now one day has passed.
I don't want to be like anyone. I want to be an apex predator. You've always had everything, while people like me have had nothing. Well, now it's my turn.
They will never find us.
I'm not so keen on this one. I figure you are, but you know what? I'm ready to go.
Okay, that's Chris Pine ready to go as a pilot who is moved in time somehow from before his death in during World War I up until 1984. That's one of many problems with this movie. The other problem is, why is it set in 1984? I mean, if you can move Chris Pine 70 years in time, you can move him 120. I mean, whatever you want. But the main problem with the film was twofold. Gal Gadot is good. Some of the special effects are kind of nifty. There's an opening sequence that's great. But the film goes on for 2 hours and 34 minutes. And I know the first one was long, too, but not quite that long. And this just gets tedious. It's hard to keep your attention, because the film is largely dominated by a terrible villain who is more pathetic than powerful or frightening. He's played by an actor named Pedro Pascal, and he's supposed to be someone, an entrepreneur who wants to take over the world, and he can do that by stealing a magical rock and granting wishes to people. None of this works. Kristen Wiig is a big part of the movie. She's the one who you heard there saying she wants to be an apex predator. And she's totally wasted. This is not the worst movie of the year. It has elements in it. You know, that's pretty nifty. It's not the worst movie, but it's the most disappointing. 1.5 stars for those who turned Wonder Woman in this film into Blunder Woman. Hard to imagine that it will live up to expectations, either commercially or by the people who go to see it. Another film, very different film, is a film called Soul, which is the very latest from Disney Pixar. And by the way, Wonder Woman's also going to be streaming on HBO Max beginning Christmas Day. But Soul is streaming on Disney Plus. And it is heralded as the first Disney Pixar film with a black protagonist. It's voiced by Jamie Foxx. and very lovable character named Joe Gardner, who is an aspiring jazz musician who's never quite made it. And he's working as a middle school teacher. But then something happens, and he's no longer alive. That's right, but he goes to not the great beyond, but the great before. Listen.
Is this heaven?
No, it's the great before.
This is where new souls get their personalities, quirks, and interests before they go to Earth.
Meet 22.
I don't want to go to Earth.
Stop fighting this.
I don't want to.
Hey, look, I already know everything about Earth, and I don't want anything to do with it.
You're missing out on the joys of life.
Okay, the movie doesn't miss out on the joys of life. It concentrates on them, on the food. This is the most gorgeous animation you've ever seen. The animation is phenomenal. The characters are great. Tina Fey plays a soul who is trapped in the great before, and she doesn't want to come down to Earth and become something other than a little turquoise marshmallow, which is what she is. Angela Bassett is in the voice talent category, playing a respected jazz musician who's going to give Joe Gardner his big break. The plot shows him coming down to Earth at one point in the form of something else that's not human, but then ultimately having another chance at Earth and at life. And like the very best Christmas movies, like It's a Wonderful Life, this gives you a feeling of just how wonderful life is. When it's down on Earth, when it's showing uptown New York and the streets and the restaurants and even a barber shop, the film is utterly enchanting, phenomenal. When it goes into the great before and you see these spiritual voyages, it looks like a bunch of colored pipe cleaners, and it just doesn't particularly work. However, it doesn't stop it from being an enormous achievement and a wonderful film for all concerned. It is rated PG, and yes, it has features of life and death, but it is not deeply scary. It is, in fact, deeply warming and encouraging. 3 stars for A Soul, which is now streaming on Disney Plus. Another film, very different, is called One Night in Miami, which actually brings together 4 historical characters who all met at one point, but they didn't meet that one night in Miami. But the characters it brings together, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown. So is that film worth seeing? We will get to that coming up on The MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations?
With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump vetoed a $740 billion defense policy bill after objecting to some of the provisions related to Confederate base names and troop levels abroad. The NDAA easily passed both the House and Senate with bipartisan veto-proof majorities earlier this month. President Trump's early Christmas present to Congress, a lump of coal, calling the bill they passed a disgrace and saying there was too much pork barrel spending in it. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees with the president.
This bill is an irresponsible swamp bill. It is the merger of an omnibus bill that is bloated with typical wasteful spending on top of a relief bill that has a whole lot of things in it that, frankly, aren't all that focused on relief.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News, lawmakers will be working, it looks like, on Christmas Eve and possibly Christmas Day. USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The first day of Christmas my true love brought to me, a partridge in a pear tree. The second day of Christmas my true love brought to me, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
The vocal stylings of Burl Ives, maybe for the last time this season, and for the first time this season, but not the first time on this show, my pleasure to welcome Mark Oppenheimer, who is a former reporter for the New York Times and for the Los Angeles Times. He is a lecturer at Yale, where I met him during a reunion recently. And he is the host of Unorthodox, which is the world's leading Jewish podcast, and the author of a provocative and very insightful column in the Washington Post called "Don't Apologize for Raoul Dahl's Antisemitism." Okay, there's a lot to unpack here, Mark, but I want to go to the deeper points. You're not defending Raoul Dahl. He was a bad guy. He disliked Jewish people. He seemed to cut a lot of slack for Nazis. And not a terrific guy. But so what's wrong with the idea that his descendants want to apologize for it?
So just to clarify what happened, his descendants at some point in the recent past, we don't know when, it was recently noticed that they had posted some sort of apology for his anti-Semitism, for their father or grandfather or great uncle's anti-Semitism on the website devoted to his works. And this story broke in the New York Times and other places and in the Times of London about 2 weeks ago. And I just saw this and I thought, well, this is crazy because Roald Dahl is dead and he was clearly an anti-Semite. He was a fairly loathsome fellow who had all sorts of terrible theories about the Jews. But it's not clear to me why his granddaughter, let's say, has to apologize for what grandpa did, because if we're civilized, members of
society. We understand that the sins of the grandfather or the father don't descend onto the children. We don't put people in debtor's prison because grandpa ran up debts. We encounter people and judge them by the content of their character and who they are. So it's just ethically incoherent to think that people should be apologizing for what their ancestors did. And I just felt, you know, as a proud Jew and someone who really doesn't like anti-Semites, but really happens to like the works of Roald Dahl, that it was worth saying that this seemed a little silly.
Yeah, and you're not calling for a boycott of his works at all. In fact, you conclude the column by saying your children still like to watch Matilda and to sing along with it. But the reason I wanted to have you on is I think your piece gets to the very nature of why apologies can be important, but they're only important if it's the person who committed the wrong who is actually doing the apology, not if it's the person's great-grandson or second cousin or some kind of other relative. Why is that so essential?
Sure. Well, right. Apologies are meant to repair relationships, right? They are about atonement, which, if you can believe it, etymologically comes from the two words at one. To atone is to become at one together again. You can go look it up. It's a kind of remarkably simple word origin. And we atone, we come together, we repair relationships with apologies. So if the person who actually committed the wrong is dead, and there's no one specifically who is being harmed today by the crazy rantings of this anti-Semite in 1983, there's no real apology to happen. It misunderstands what apologies are for. Apologies are not about signaling your virtue or making clear that you're one of the good guys. They're not about narcissistically preening in front of the world, look at how much better I am than my grandfather or how rehabilitated our family is. They're about actually repairing relationships between two people, one of whom has wronged the other. And so to see them as anything else misses the point of the real good that apologies can do.
Well, it seems to me that this also pertains, and you allude to it briefly in your column, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You also allude to the apology culture we have today. There is a drive, and it may end up being part of a new administration, for reparations for slavery. Why, in what situation would that kind of a sweeping apology for long ago sins be appropriate?
There are certain circumstances, and there's no one-size-fits-all formula, but I think there are certain circumstances where an institution or a government that exists in perpetuity, that's ongoing, can choose to make amends or to rectify wrongs that were committed by that institution, be it a university or a government that were committed 50 or 100 or 200 years ago, right? So it's not, whatever one thinks of reparations, it's not ethically incoherent to think that the American government, if it committed a wrong 20 years ago under President, you know, George H.W. Bush, or 20 years before that under President Ford, that it would seek to redress that wrong today, because there's a kind of ongoing coherence to the idea that the American government is a particular entity that exists over time. And so when Georgetown University, for example, issued an apology for having participated in the slave trade several hundred years ago, that did make a certain kind of sense. Georgetown University has existed in the same place with the same kind of governance in Washington, D.C. for several hundred years now.
And they offered considerations for the descendants of those slaves, the specific descendants.
Yes. And I think that's very important, right, that it was not saying anyone with a particular skin tone can apply for reparations. When Germany pledged to make reparations for the Holocaust, the emphasis was on reparations for people who could prove or could show that they were the descendants of people harmed by the Holocaust. It wasn't for any Jew in the world to say, cut me a check. And that's important not only because you want to prevent fraud and you want to prevent the kind of orgy of people, you know, everyone at the trough trying to get stuff, but also because you want to preserve the idea that the apology is, again, repairing relations between one person and another, or between one group of people, like the trustees of a university or the government of a country, and a group of people who themselves were wronged by it, or who might, you know, be in a different place today if their ancestors hadn't been wronged by it. So I think there can be a coherent apology that exists well after the fact, but not because somebody's grandpa did something and so some statement is posted on a website. That's just
thinking. Well, the other point that you make, and the other point that you make, Mark, and we're almost out of time, is that apology can be an important means of self-improvement. What needs to happen for that to take place?
Well, the most important thing is that if somebody has committed a wrong, they have to name the wrong when they apologize. They have to say, I'm sorry for this. And then they have to spell out how they're going to refrain from doing it in the future, how they're going to improve themselves. Next time I will do thus and such. Or I would like to repay you the money that I stole from you. So one thing it occurred to me that Roald Dahl's descendants could have reckoned with is, if they were alive when Roald Dahl was making these horrible statements about Jews, did they call him out on it? Because that is something we do have an obligation to do. So in 1983, when Roald Dahl was making comments somewhat favorable to Hitler, did his adult children or adult grandchildren, if they were in fact adults, say, hey, dad, granddad, that's a terrible thing to say? If not, then they actually do have something to reckon with.
The column, which is full of substance and provocation, like most of what Mark Oppenheimer does, is called Don't Apologize for Roald Dahl's Anti-Semitism. And Roald Dahl, of course, known for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and for BFG, one of the James and the Giant Peach, I believe. He's one of the most beloved children's authors ever. Mark Oppenheimer, not quite in that category, but he is the host of Unorthodox, the world's leading Jewish podcast, and a lecturer at Yale University. His column about Raoul Dahl is posted at our website, linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. And let me wish you the very best for a better, happier, healthier new year. Coming up, we still have One Night in Miami and Tom Hanks' remarkable movie, News of the World, plus Jingle Jangle, A Journey to Christmas, a new Netflix Christmas offering. We'll review them all coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown's Christmas special, one of the great and beloved productions for the holiday season. And yes, there's an attempt, I think, by Jingle Jangle, a Christmas Journey, which is the subtitle, to qualify for that distinction. But we'll get to that in just a moment. First up, there's just something that came up that is... I don't know, puts in perspective some of the political conversations we get into from time to time on the show. Jamal Bowman, who defeated in the primary a veteran moderate Democratic congressman named Elliot Engel, who had been there, I think, 16 terms. In any event, Jamal Bowman is joining the squad with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He just said... we have moved from physical chattel enslavement and physical racial segregation to a plantation economic system. I believe our current system of capitalism is slavery by another name. How outrageous that is. Slavery by another name? This is a guy... He makes his living before he ran for Congress. He was a principal of a school. He was a school teacher in public school. Before that, he was in sports management. And the idea that capitalism, where everything is about choice, what product you use, what job you choose, the idea that capitalism is inherently a form of slavery, but him teaching at a school, working as a public employee is not. Work is not slavery if you get to keep at least most of what you earn. Nobody gets to keep all of it because there's such a thing as taxes. Okay, there's a much better idea and much better ideas about slavery that are put forward in a play, which apparently was a very interesting play. It's a play by Kemp Powers, who is also the screenplay writer, and he's the co-director of Soul, which we just reviewed. But he also wrote the screenplay for One Night in Miami. It's a new movie directed by Regina King. And it imagines what would have happened on the night that he won the world championship for the first time back in 1963. What would have happened if Cassius Clay, who later became Muhammad Ali, had met up after he won the world championship with his friend Malcolm X and his other friends Sam Cooke and Jim Brown? The result is this movie, One Night in Miami. Listen.
You brothers, you could move mountains without lifting a finger.
The chariot is coming.
Hold the wagons!
That's right.
The entire city of Miami is celebrating.
This movement that we are in is called a struggle because we are fighting for our lives.
This ain't about civil rights. They ain't giving black people what they really want.
What's that?
Power.
Black power.
I like the sound of that.
Okay, the cast is excellent. Kingsley Benadire plays Malcolm X. Eli Gorey plays Cassius Clay. The great Leslie Odom Jr. sings and acts beautifully from Hamilton as Sam Cooke, and Aldous Hodge as Jim Brown. They're all good. The problem with the movie is that it is a play. It all takes place in one hotel room. It's kind of a what if, and there are lots of interesting ideas that are thrown around, but very little dramatic resolution. You kind of know what happened to all of these various people, don't you? I mean, for Sam Cooke, you don't really, unless you know something about Sam Cooke. He was shot when he was 33 years old. His life was cut short. He was shot by a motel operator. That's another story. The film is well done, but it 2 stars. It feels stagey and enclosed, all taking place in virtually the same motel room. 2 stars. It is rated R for some fairly tough language. There is another film that is aimed very much more squarely at a young audience called Jingle Jangle. And in it, Forrest Whitaker plays a genius toy maker in, I guess, what's supposed to be Dickensian England, though it's sort of the time moves along. Sometimes it looks like 1900, sometimes it looks like 1840, whatever. He's a toy maker, but his greatest toy invention has been stolen. Listen.
Had a perfect life, loving family, and a magical shop, until an old friend took it all, but he didn't get this.
Young lady,
if I know anything about your grandfather, there's something sensational in that.
I'm actually flying!
If I have that toy, I'll be unstoppable.
It's foolproof.
You are proof that there are fools! Fools, 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 fools!
Okay, you want to like this movie. It's gorgeous to look at. Really, really handsome to look at. It's playing on Netflix, and it's part of that Netflix Christmas lineup. But it's not really about Christmas at all. You see a Christmas tree briefly, and you hear people saying Merry Christmas toward the end of the film. It's really a sad story, and a story about a man who loses his wife and is alienated from his daughter. Felicia Rashad is in the movie playing a grandmother who is telling the story over to her grandchildren. The special effects are clever. The key invention looks a little bit like Wall-E from the Disney film and a little bit like E.T. It's barely okay. And 2 stars for the disappointing, it's not a Christmas journey, and it's not really a trip you need to take. News of the World is really the best of the movies released right around Christmas time. Tom Hanks plays a veteran of the Civil War in 1870 on the Texas frontier. He makes his living, and hence the title, going around and reading to audiences who eagerly pay a dime to hear it, reading to them from newspapers to bring them news of the world. And then on a more intimate basis, he runs into a little girl, she's supposed to be 9, played by a remarkable 11-year-old actress named Helena Zengel. She's a German actress. She's mute. She has been kidnapped from a pioneer family that has been killed by Indians, raised by the Kiowas. Now she has nowhere to go. And Tom Hanks takes on himself to try to return her to her family. The film is really about how two lost souls, in an entirely touching and plausible way, find one another. The director is Paul Greengrass, and he based this film on a novel. Paul Greengrass did the Bourne Supremacy and other Jason Bourne films. He worked with Tom Hanks before on Captain Phillips. He's a wonderful director. In terms of visions of the American West that actually show you, yeah, it could be a rough and grubby place, but with some admirable souls in it, this film pays off. It is disturbing in terms of some of the levels of violence. There is a gunfight which is expertly staged, a long gunfight, where some of the details of firearms and how they are used come out with great vividness. It's certainly one of the best films of the year and another masterpiece for Tom Hanks. And it's one of those films where you are so taken up with these characters and their world that you even forget that it's just a motion picture. I heartily recommend News of the World, and don't be put off by the title, which is a little bit confusing, but makes sense after you've seen the film. 3.5 stars for News of the World. Coming up on the Medved Show, we have a bunch of truly remarkable history programs about truly remarkable events, and events that were centered around Christmas. People know the painting Washington Crossing the Delaware. You've seen that painting, the Emanuel Leutze. That's about the Battle of Trenton, which was able to be successful because the Hessians were drinking too much for their Christmas celebration. That remarkable story we will be telling on air in a special history broadcast. That and much more. And wishing everybody the very, very best for this glorious holiday season. May it continue to be glorious and worthy in every way of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.